This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Betcha.
Betcha.
Can't hide love. Can't hide love. Well, I betcha.
Welcome back. We're joined now by U.S. Olympic bobsledder Martin Kilcoyne. Have you seen the video?
I'm more of a luge guy, Frank.
Luge, I got
you. More of a luge guy.
Very nice. That was good that you and Carson were out on the...
We had a great time, and I didn't post it on there because it's probably a violation, but nobody's listening. We were at Algonquin, where I went as a kid, so it was sort of nostalgic because there's a real steep hill that heads to these three holes that are off to the side, and it's pretty treacherous, Frank. You could tell from the video that this,
yeah,
we took our lives
steep.
In our own hands.
You know who, I'm glad you didn't post this, because somebody like Charlie Marlowe's kind of a member out there. He may say, hey, get these people off
Correct.
Our club.
Yeah, I'm telling you this. I'm not telling him this because he's kind of a blue blood these days.
Yeah.
There'll probably be a committee meeting tonight.
And more security.
There may or may not have been a sign when I got out of the car that said no trespassing.
Oh, very good.
And Carson's like, Dad, what does that mean? I said, nah, it's not for us.
Wow.
That's for the other people. That's for the other people. And they said, Dad, do we have a backup camera? Yes, son. It was a lot of fun. But you can get hurt. I was a little stiff the next day.
A little sore?
I got to tell you. And it's a good leg workout, Frank, up and down the hill. Now, yeah, listen, he's laughing. He was sitting at home eating pancakes all weekend.
In your defense,
Vermont.
That was kind of a heavy snow. So
Correct.
It was kind of hard to trudge through.
But if you get to a hill too late... It's very icy. We went to Art Hill yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Fresh off Saturday's experience.
Oh, I bet he liked that.
It's a lot of fun, but it was pretty beat up. Like, you could see mud and grass. It had been beaten down.
It's a little
down.
Lumpy.
It had been beaten down pretty good. But it was great. A lot of fun. I mean, I'd be happy not moving from the fireplace. But you got an 8-year-old kid walking around the house. You got to get out.
There's nothing better than that. Wow.
He
That's
was just
cool.
dying to get outside. And there were a lot of really cool... creative snowmen around town. The thing that amazed me on Friday and Saturday, how many cars were on the side of the road and were abandoned. Even on Saturday, I'm sure they called AAA or they called tow trucks, and they probably just said, get in line. Could you sleep at night knowing your car is just sitting on the side of Clayton Road covered in snow, just hoping that somebody doesn't hit it or get drilled by a plow? Wouldn't you just be so nervous?
I took a trip to Wentzville, the Lindenwood ice skating rink, on Saturday to shoot a little something, and there were at least, on the way back on Highway 40, at least 10 cars.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
If you're in the towing business, I'm sure it was great for you this weekend, but if you were in law enforcement, it had to be brutal.
AAA insurance, that would be a tough weekend.
Correct.
The
you
worst...
know Monday you're coming in and everybody's
Oh, my
home.
God, the paperwork would be brutal.
A lot of people profit from it, but restaurants. I mean, we had like 220 on the board ready for chemos on Saturday and about 30 people show up.
My girl works at the Post and they were open Saturday, Sunday, and she made a killing. I think it's because people will get...
Is that a neighborhood kind of bar?
It's in Fenton, so I'm not for sure. I've only been there twice. So I don't know exactly how the highways would look or, you know, commuters. I don't know who goes there. But she said they were really busy. I think on Sunday, people want to watch the game, and they're so stir-crazy from 48 hours of just being at home. So you get that crowd, too.
The dynamic of the bar... Like, the bar crowd goes out.
Yeah.
I mean,
they will be spinning out their tires. And they'll walk 2 miles, like, hey, I'm going to the bar. Reservation, you know, date night. Well, we can do that next week. But I can make it to the bar. I don't know if I can make it out to dinner. That seems to... If you drive by any bar on a snow day, it's packed. Every restaurant is empty. It sucks. And I know it's how we remember things. Like, we always say it rains on election day. It always rains on Halloween, which is not true. It does seem like the big snows happen a lot on weekends. Or predicted snows happen.
Yeah, like a restaurant could care less if it's like on a Monday or Tuesday.
Correct.
But man, on a Friday or Saturday, it's brutal.
But wouldn't you prefer the snow on the weekend rather than, because most most businesses up until, you know, if you get 20 inches maybe, won't close. And then you have a lot more people driving in and out on the weekend or on the weekday, and that becomes, I think, more of a problem because people are more inclined to get out of their car or get in their car and go to work or what have you.
I like when they say all non-essential employees stay home.
TV.
Which means
what does that mean?
Sports guys can stay home, but the pizza guys got to go to work. I mean, the whole city could be shut down, but the pizza delivery guy, I'll bet you they made a killing, Frank.
Yeah. You bet.
Just for the weekend,
if you were ordering
pizza
Friday night takeout,
20
delivery,
tip minimum.
You'd better tip.
Start
well
at 20.
That's
and
a
then,
mess.
Yeah.
I picked up pizza actually Friday.
From where?
Dewey's. I picked up on my way home from the station because I just wanted, with the wife out of town, I wasn't cooking two dinners for myself. So I decided to pick up like a big one that was just half for one night, half for the other night.
Now, Onesto, your favorite place.
Love Onesto. I would have gone there, actually, to pick up pizza had the weather been more cooperative.
Yes. They're kind of a neighborhood restaurant with all those houses. Mm-hmm. And I was just texting with Nick, and he said, yeah, we did pretty good.
It is funny. Martin's 100% right, because I drove past a bar to go to my parents' house for dinner one night this weekend, and just packed. And the restaurant that was right next door had no one. But the bar looked completely packed.
It's not safe going out, people. Like, well, I'm just going up to the neighborhood bar. It's fine.
Half a mile, a couple of drinks. You won't feel the cold on the way back. Yeah, we'll go.
My buddy lives in Caseyville, Illinois. Loves to
humble
drink.
Humble brag.
old money. Loves to drink on the weekends. And he actually walked, because his car was, they were all snowed in. He walked at least a mile and a half, 2 miles to get to the bar. And then walked another half mile to get a 30-pack at the gas station.
Wow. A half mile for a 30-pack?
Yeah, he Snapchatted this whole process, and it was gold. And
can you imagine carrying a 30-pack a half mile in that weather? Ooh, boy, that's dedication.
Dedication, yeah, exactly, Frank.
That's a good leg workout, Frank. 30-packs in the snow.
I actually went Italian late Saturday, Sapore, which is right up here on Manchester Road. It's very similar to Paul Mano's, kind of in an unassuming like a strip mall, you wouldn't think. And boy, really good Italian food.
And where Support. Is that?
Woodbine, that shopping mall there. There's a ton of places. It's right across the street from Green Tree Church. It's right around Rick Lehman's office there on Lindbergh. Right in the heart of Kirkwood. Woodbine.
Oh, heart of Kirkwood. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking the wrong way. I'm thinking Manchester. Kirkwood Road.
Sapore, S-A-P-O-R-E. Really good Italian food.
All right, to Frank's question, and really the question of the week in St. Louis, how can you root for the Rams if you live here? So I sent out a tweet joking about how we would have intense Saints coverage all week. We'd be running down Ricky Jackson or any of these former Saints, Martin
Anderson.
What's
Aaron Brooks?
Aaron Brooks.
What's Aaron Brooks up to these days?
He could be in our top five list.
Let's get Bobby Hebert is great because he's got that accent.
Yeah, actually, you know who the guy to get?
Hokey Gajon?
Would be Jim Haslett. Our buddy. Yep.
He would do it.
He'd be a lot of fun.
I was thinking you were going to say Cal Turley.
In fact, I'm sending you Haslett's number right now.
Yeah, Turley's not bad, yes. But as I'm tweeting that, the joke is obviously that we're rooting against the Rams.
But it's Twitter, so no one got it.
So a guy wrote me and said, will you provide equal coverage of our Rams this week?
Shh, please.
And first of all, I was kidding about the Saints thing, but now I'm going to dig in. We're going to have an All Saints week on Fox 2. And he wrote, and I said, seriously, are you a fan? He wrote back and he said, because he said he was at the game on Saturday, that he's still a season ticket holder. We should try and get him on the show. Lives in St. Louis, and he said he saw a lot of St. Louis people that still support the Rams at the game. I wrote him back, and then he responded, with so much negativity in the media about Kroenke, the team takes the brunt of it. I hate what Kroenke did, but I realized it was a business decision. The first year away, I tried to buy into another team, but I couldn't. I support my team, not so much Stan. Thanks for the reply. It was a very reasonable response. He's a St. Louis guy, and he said earlier that he was a season ticket holder for the Blues, goes to a lot of Cardinal games, but he now maintains season tickets in L.A.
But you're supporting Kroenke, whether you like it or not, and I know that's a tough spot, but you really are supporting the devil.
I got to say, I really look forward to your guys' takedown on why Deuce McAllister is the most underrated running back of the last 20 years.
That Billy Kilmer could throw it.
Did Jim Everett play for both the Saints and the Rams?
I think so, right?
Yeah.
And how about, let's say this, Aeneas Williams is a diehard Saints fan, grew up in New Orleans, worked in the Superdome. He cannot root against the Saints, can he?
I think all those guys are. Did you see that picture of O. Marshall?
On the field.
Who was out there,
Ricky
too?
Ricky Kroll.
Yeah.
Torrey.
DeMarco. Yeah. Oh, man.
Although they're in a weird spot, aren't they? I mean, it is their team, their franchise, and if they call you up and invite you back, would you not go? if the team that you played for wanted you to come out for a playoff game and appear on the sidelines, I think you'd probably go. You can still be sympathetic to St. Louis.
Yeah, but you got to think, too, the most hideous cutaway of the weekend was Marshall and Kroenke and Demoff celebrating in that box.
I might have been tagged by a few people with that photo.
Same here.
And I will say, Marshall has always been tight with Stan. So I'm not surprised. And I think you should also keep in mind, in terms of not distancing himself, but remember when Isaac had that big event at the Dome and he was trying to get the whole gang back together? Marshall did not attend that. And I think that was noted by a lot of people at the time.
Fox 2's Marshall Falk.
By the way, Saturday's game where you saw the hideous cutaway, the most watched Saturday night in the history of the Fox network.
Really?
Now, a lot of snarky comments about some Cops reruns that may or may not have gotten big numbers, but I'm not sure what.
So you haven't had a whole lot of competition, but well, still, that's a
that,
great.
Isn't that amazing?
It
for
is.
The last, it was the most. So you have the combination of it being NFL playoffs, Cowboys, and the LA market. Most watched Saturday night. Now, some weeks we have MMA, which is great. Some weeks we have that 3-on-3 basketball league, but
which is great,
of course. And in fact, the numbers, Frank, on Saturday night, and I'm not going to nerd out like Caesar on the ratings, but basically, and you know, a share is the percentage of TVs that are on in this entire area. What percentage are watching Fox 2 at that moment? Saturday night, it was 30% were watching that game. So of all the people in town that had
in St. Louis?
In all of the St. Louis area.
That's 30, insane. A 30 in St. Louis?
30 for the share.
I wonder
Rams,
what the Rams
Cowboys.
Was.
Rams Cowboys, 30% of all TVs that were on in the Metro East and in Wentzville and in Washington and Forestdale, all the way around. It was higher for the Saints Eagles, 35 share for that game yesterday. So more people, but by Sunday afternoon, you're probably in for the weekend. But still, wow. Just crazy huge numbers.
Have another great Saints moment. Tom Dempsey's 63-yard field goal, who had a half of a foot and a half of a... He had part of his hand was amputated, too. In fact, see if, just for the heck of it, that's on there right now. Tom Dempsey. It could be like Pat Summerall and Tom Brookshire on the call, but it's 63.
We're making this up. You have to look it up. The visual is incredible. The guy had a half a foot. You got to look it up.
I was just laughing at Frank because there's no camera in here, obviously. He kind of covered his hand halfway.
Great moments in Saints.
I'm not sure how this
do we have
sound,
it?
But let's see.
Let's take a listen.
The longest field goal in National League history. They're sending him on with 2 seconds left. Scarpetti will hold. Here's a snap. The ball is down. Dempsey kicks. It's on the way. It is.
Wow.
What odds that came, fumbling the punt?
That was for the Rams.
Great moment in Saints history. Jim Haslett was on the other side of that one, Saints coach at the time. Mike McCarthy on his staff, a young Mike McCarthy. Yeah, we should get Haslett on, just the whole New Orleans vibe. Remember they spent the year, the Katrina year, didn't they live in San Antonio that year?
And he nobody, played in Baton Rouge, too.
And as if we get an unemployed, uninhibited Jim Haslett, that will make great radio. You know, I
correct.
Mean, even when he was employed,
he kills.
He was never uninhibited.
He
yeah.
kills everybody. All right, how about 5 for Frank? Let's get it going. Brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu for more information.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, you work for the Blues. You are 622 Blue at this point. Give me a good explanation why you wouldn't want Jordan Binnington in goal tonight.
Well, I know Jake had a nice game against Washington, and I don't know if he's going to be good against anybody else this season, but I know he can beat Washington, so I got to give him one start here down the stretch. But actually, I don't believe anything I just said. Jordan Binnington should start tonight.
Yeah, I don't get it at all. You want to win tonight's game, right? Not tomorrow's game. You want to win tonight's game. You got a goalie who's been...
Makes no sense.
He's 3-0 in his last three. I want to win tonight's game. The only other theory that they can't say out loud, well, we're probably going to lose tonight anyway.
That's a fact.
Let's save Binnington for tomorrow. We think we should be able to beat the Islanders. Last time we played the Islanders, Jake was terrible. We don't want to say that out loud. We're probably losing anyway. Might as well let Jake take the loss. And in terms of narrative, if Jake gives up 3, 4, 5 goals tonight.
Gosh.
Which will probably happen. I don't get it.
That would be back-to-back horrible calls by the coach.
Correct.
You know, that's... By the way, on the man on that call, Andy Moeller, who knows more about sports than any all of us combined, he's our producer, Channel 5, he said that was Al Wester on the call.
Oh, my God.
He knew that. And then he said, by the way, he just died last year at age 93.
Oh, we had a call into him.
Now, I think
First
Tom Dempsey,
all,
by the way...
Who is Al Wester?
I have no idea. Double check this. Tom Dempsey has Alzheimer's. We had him on the radio.
God, this is a really somber turn in the five for Frank.
Before we all right, go ahead.
All right. Real quick, though, let's just say Jake Allen does play poorly tonight. There'll be 5 more games separating in between tomorrow and when the Blues have that week off. How many of those games should Binnington get?
Of the 5 after tonight.
After tonight.
5 for Jordan.
I don't think anybody disagree with that.
I'd go, why do you have to play Jake Allen? That's the question. Why do you...
What
did Grant Fuhr play? Like 81 games? Couple years? He was like 40.
Please.
I don't get it.
Tom Dempsey was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or dementia rather, in 2013.
All right, Frank, you are Reggie Jackson. I know you love this.
Oh.
You're tweeting a lot about Antonio Brown. First of all, I didn't know you were a Steelers fan. But...
Well, he grew up in Windicott, Pennsylvania.
Okay. So. But... Is it a little weird for you, Reggie, to be talking about Antonio Bryant being
Real
a
Real quick,
Antonio
Jim Thomas
Brown,
tweeting
right?
out that Binnington is in goal tonight for the Caps. I don't know
okay.
what's
Wait a minute,
on.
For the Caps? What?
Oh.
What?
Versus Caps, rather.
Well, hold on. But he's saying that Binnington starts tonight.
Yes.
And Curbs said it was Jake Allen,
and Jake
right?
Jake Allen was first off the ice.
Which is usually an indicator.
That he's starting.
So maybe...
Maybe Jake had to go to the bathroom, or they said, Jake, get out of here. Go away.
Yeah.
He's the first off the ice, which is always the indicator. What if Jake really did have to go to the bathroom when everybody's... Hey.
Okay, Berube confirms it.
Huh.
Yeah, way to go, Blues.
What a great decision.
Like I said, you guys know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do anything that stupid.
I wonder. How did that happen?
I wonder if they were listening and they just changed their mind. That's weird.
That is strange.
Frank, you are the Blues. Do you know what you're doing?
Absolutely. I knew the kid had to get the start tonight. That's what we're going to do.
All right, so Reggie Jackson's tweeting about Antonio Brown.
Well,
He said, as a fan, I'm embarrassed. AB, you need to get on board with team values. Is this a little weird?
Calling the kettle black here?
Reggie,
maybe he should not be commenting on this?
Yes, who is kind of a me guy.
Well, first of all, I'm Reggie Jackson, and I host a... outstanding talk show on satellite radio, and I get a lot of really intriguing callers calling in.
Seems to me they're pretty dependent on getting callers calling in to provide them content.
Frank in St. Louis, you're on the air. Anything else, Frank?
Did you call the Reggie show?
Didn't I tell you?
No. Is this recent?
Last Saturday.
What's wrong with you?
Last Saturday, I'm driving along. It's Saturday morning, and I go to satellite radio, and Reggie Jackson's got a talk show. And he takes this first caller and he keeps the caller on. And anytime you're asking the caller questions,
right.
That's not a good sign. So I figured the phone number's right on my screen. I just call in, and like 5 seconds later, Frank, you're on with Reggie Jackson. How you doing today?
Oh my God, this had to be a career highlight.
Oh,
for
it's
you.
The best. Yes,
career low for him. Not because I mean not because of you, but because of the show seeming to need some calls.
Yeah.
So, Reggie Jackson begging for calls.
Satellite radio, 10 o'clock.
I know. If you're Reggie Jackson, can't you just call anyone in your phone and just get them
exactly.
on? Isn't like
call Joe Rudy.
Right.
Hey, Roy White's going to join us.
Sal Bando next.
Brian Doyle, my old buddy.
Oh, here's the reason why he's starting. Jordan Binnington has been named the NHL second star of the week. So I guess
Berube got
saw
word
that.
Of that.
Oh, we can't bench this guy.
What in the world? Isn't that weird? Because that is the tell, and Kerber wasn't incorrect in reading it that way. That's always the tell.
Yeah.
First goalie off. I really wonder, like, oh, Jake had an important phone call. Weird. All right, 5 for Frank brought to you by Greenville University. Give me your laughable percentage that the Patriots are painting themselves as underdogs.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody
Tom
believes
Brady.
In us.
Yeah, we had to play that sound later on.
And he said everybody thinks we suck.
Yeah, that's great.
Come on. Is anybody buying it that the little old Patriots
I gotta
are true
tell you
underdogs?
Too.
Wouldn't you, if you had a gun to your head, you'd pick the Patriots to beat the Chiefs, wouldn't you?
No.
No?
I wouldn't. You know why? Because of the swagger. of Mahomes, the way he just came out. I mean, even Collinsworth said it like after the second drive. Boy, this kid looks really rattled today, doesn't he?
Got it.
He's going to come out. Yeah. He's going to come out just throwing it all over the field. Is that a that's the Sunday night game. That's good stuff.
And Hoff, you wanted these night games. You did get the Rams-Cowboys at night, and then you said Sunday night. Chiefs is basically a night game at Arrowhead. It is kind of cool. They're playing for the Lamar Hunt Trophy.
In Kansas City.
In Kansas City.
I'm not a fan of Clark Hunt.
No, and you shouldn't be. All right, Frank, you are Sean Payton. What are you going to do this week to motivate the troops? You did the whole cash thing last week.
Yeah, I take that that Marcus Peters, and I'm coming after you. I take all that smack that he talked after the Saints torched him and just play that over and over and then just come up with the most creative game plan. And wherever that guy's on the field, I just attack, attack, attack. And then after the game, he'll try to pick a fight with one of my wide receivers, but we just won the game 40-10.
The Rams are a bunch of punks. Come on, Saints.
Did you see that little fight after the game?
Oh, I didn't. Was that Tlaib?
Did you see it? It was Peters and Tlaib, the two biggest punks in the world, going after, you know, Amari Cooper.
After the fella.
Yeah. Now, Amari may have said something, too. I don't know. I'm not being fair here. But with Tlaib and Peters, I got a feeling they started it.
So. What I would like is for people to make the case. Like, the guy who wrote me back on Twitter, very reasonable, why he still likes the players. It's still his team. He tried to quit him, but he couldn't. For texters, I would love to hear you're rooting for the Rams and why.
Okay, we can now yell about the Blues again. Jim Thomas, sorry, brain fart on that last tweet. Didn't do it on purpose. I swear, Berube confirms. Allen in goal tonight.
Oh, my God.
Versus the Capitals.
What is,
okay, who's starting for the Blues?
What? What?
Okay, so Jim got confused.
Jim had a brain fart and typed out Binnington instead of Allen, which maybe that was his subconscious way of questioning the Blues' decision to start Allen.
Yeah, you think he was trying to tell them that they're wrong? All right,
well,
Frank.
Look, Jim is allowed one mistake a decade because he's like one of the great reporters of all time. And
he had to cover the Bob Stoll era, so he still sort of got PTSD.
Yeah, and Jeff Fisher and Scott Linehan. Probably Woody's Wagon.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Poor fella.
A lot of losses on the resume, and then he stumbles into the Blues beat, and they've been bad ever since. No offense to Jim. All right, Frank, you are Aeneas Williams. Give me your heart. Give me your gut this week. You love the Saints, but you played for the Rams.
I think I'm leaning towards the Rams because I know people in the organization if I'm Aeneas Williams. Yeah, I'm probably going that route. I hate to say it.
I didn't see him there. That helps.
He wasn't on the field.
As far as I
know.
So
it was Ray.
Was Ray Agnew, DeMarco, Isaac Torrey, Marshall, Ricky.
Does Farr still do like sideline stuff for the Rams radio broadcast? Okay.
He worked for us? It was last year. I think he's not the analyst. He's the on-field guy.
Okay. And Bruce did kind of play in L.A., didn't he, for like one year?
He did play for a year. He went to community college out there before Memphis and then was drafted by the L.A. Rams. In his defense, he was drafted by the L.A. Rams.
And Stan Kroenke paid the rest of the millions of dollars, so I can't necessarily blame them being loyal to him.
The fact that Jerry lost is really satisfying because, unlike Stan, Jerry really does care about his football team winning and losing. It's not just money. Makes lots of money, makes a lot of decisions based on money. But deep down, Jerry lives and dies with his Cowboys. Whereas I think Stan, I don't know, he really cares that much. Probably doesn't even know who's on the team. So Jerry losing was satisfying because it means a lot to him for his Cowboys to win.
I saw this tweet over the weekend after Saturday's game, and I just think it just bothers the hell out of Jerry because there's been a lot of parity, especially in the NFC, random teams making it. The Cowboys are one of three teams in the last 20 years to not make it to the NFC Championship game. It's them, the Redskins, and the Lions. Cardinals have made it. Buccaneers have made it. Rams are in it and have made it before. Saints, Falcons, all these teams that historically may or may not be great. And yet the Cowboys, supposedly the crown jewel of the NFL, one of three.
See, and that's what's great because that means something
to
him.
That has to kill him.
Good.
All right. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about our good friends at McBride Homes. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you during their New Year's sales event. buy a new McBride home for a limited time and get 2018 pricing. That's right, your last chance at 2018 pricing. And McBride has nearly 100 market homes ready for a quick move-in, markdown with tremendous savings. With nearly 40 communities in St. Louis, there's a McBride home for every price point in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. So celebrate a fresh start with a new year in a new McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. And Westminster Christian Academy wants to remind everybody, you can set up a shadowing procedure for your son or daughter where they come out to the school and look at this gorgeous campus at Town and Country and see that tennis court complex, the Olympic-sized swimming pools, the three basketball gyms, the great baseball complex, the football stadium. You see teachers that honestly love their students. You just see a great place to go to school. Westminster Christian Academy. Give them a call, 997-2900. We'll take a short time out. We're coming right back.